Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob Parker, I'm just looking, you know, I'm searching the internet as I always do.
Uh-oh.
Reading stories about the NFL, about the NBA, getting ready for TV, getting ready for radio. And I come across straight up slander on the current. It's early. But if the MVP were given out today, the MVP would be Tom Brady. And so I come across some slander from none other than my friend Rob Parker on Deadspin.com. And the title, once I saw the title, I knew it was from Rob.
You already knew it. You didn't have to see the byline.
He's Tom Fugazi? Is that what it was? He's Tom Fugazi. I'm going to give you the floor and let you explain yourself, and then I'll bring the corrections.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady's off to a good start. We know that. 9 touchdowns, 2 picks, all that. And no one's knocking him. You got to play who's in front of you.
No one's knocking him.
No one's knocking him. He's Tom Fugazi because the numbers don't add up. This is the problem, Chris. And you will admit, you know this, being a newspaper reporter. Anybody can have an opinion. But if you're going to sit down and write a column, you got to give me some facts, right? Just not opinion.
Right.
You got to help. You got to come through with something to make me go, okay, I didn't know that, or I learned something. And, you know, everybody's ranting and raving, oh, Brady, you know, it's going to be his best season ever at 44. And this coming off 2 games against Dallas and Atlanta. Both teams didn't make the playoffs a year ago. Atlanta has been god-awful, Chris. If you remember last year, remember they gave up
that
game.
They're going to lose to the Giants this week.
Oh, they're terrible. I think. You know what? They might get blown out by the Giants. That's how bad the Falcons are. But you remember that game last year against Dallas. Remember they gave it up at the end? They were up by 20-some-odd points, and then they choked that game down.
That came back.
Right. So Atlanta's horrible. And Tom Brady beat them 2 times in the last 3 games to end the regular season. So he's been feasting on them. So Rob G, I had talked to him, and I said, man, the stats, there's something that just doesn't work. I need some help with some stats. And Rob G, I'm giving him credit. I'm not acting like I did it all on my own. I'm giving him credit. And here's the thing you found out. Brady gets fat and has gotten fat since he's gone to Tampa Bay. Not off crab legs or, you know, biscuits from Red Lobster. Those cheddar cheese biscuits, though, Chris, are the absolute
oh,
best.
Oh, no, I
Am
know.
Am I right?
I know. They are
Come
delicious.
On.
You can fill up. You can if you're not careful,
you, can eat a
you
basket
won't even
of
be
those.
Ready to eat your entree. Yeah, you'll eat all that, and you'll be full by the time your entree gets there.
Those biscuits are as good as it gets, for real. All right? But anyway, he's not filling up on that stuff. He's getting fat on teams that finished below 500. And in 2020, Brady had 26 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions and a completion rate of 68% against those teams that finish below 500. Now, against teams 500 or better, Brady had just 14 touchdowns and a whopping 9 picks, and his completion rate dropped to 62.6. Now, let me take out the 500 teams. Okay, the Bears and the Raiders, they both finish at 8-8. So if you only look at the teams, Chris, who finished over 500, Brady had 9 touchdowns, 9 picks, and his completion rate dropped to 60.5. Now, by itself, you just look at it and say, well, you should play better against bad teams, and this is like par the course. This is what happens. Guys load up, and then you try to play even against the best teams. So I took a look at Aaron Rodgers, who was the MVP last year. And Aaron Rodgers against teams that finished 500 or better, had 18 touchdowns, only four picks, and a 68% completion rate. So there were some numbers for comparison. So that's why I say when people are going gaga over Brady because he's played two bad teams, let me see. He's playing the Rams defense this week. Let me see him play against a couple other good teams, good defenses, and then I can really get a gauge on where Brady is at 44. But beating up on the also-rans just didn't do anything for me. And one last thing, Chris, talking numbers-wise, here's why Brady didn't get picked for the Pro Bowl last year as well. Because Brady feasted at the end. He had 12 touchdowns and one pick, and that was against three non-playoff games, including the Falcons twice, as I mentioned, in three games. But before that, those last four, Brady had 28 touchdowns and 11 picks. And that's why I think Tom Brady's numbers since he went to Tampa Bay are basically fugazi.
Are you done?
I'm done.
My goodness. Rob Parker, I got two words for you. Stop it! Are you right? Look, I'll give you credit, although maybe I should give it to Rob G. You did your homework, or at least you went to the guy that did his homework. All right? Because you did
I had to type a lot of numbers.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, right. You did have a lot of numbers. But I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. First of all, Tom Brady's beyond the numbers. I mean, really, the only number that matters, seven. Seven! Because this one individual, Rob, has more Super Bowls than every other franchise in the NFL. Everyone. He's transcendent. It's like when Michael Jackson went pop and you might have said, you know what? He ain't got that same soul that he had on Off the Wall. He's pop now. Oh, he used to have more funk when he was with the Jacksons and the Jackson 5. He transcended it all. It's like if somebody tried to say Michael Jordan didn't have street cred because, you know, everybody wanted to be like Mike and he's always smiling and it don't matter. He transcended it all. And I don't care what numbers you throw out. Tom Brady went to a 7-9 football team. Took a brother out of retirement, Gronk. Took another one that nobody in the league wanted, AB. Took another who had been cut by the worst team in football, Leonard Fournette. A team that hadn't been to the playoffs in a dozen years, and they win the Super Bowl? I didn't care. I couldn't care less about your numbers. And here's the thing, too. The numbers you threw out about, oh, he did this against the bad teams. But he struggled. He didn't do as well against the good teams. That like gets thrown out the window because he was great in the playoffs. And the only teams in the playoffs are good teams. He had 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in 4 playoff games. Against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, he had 3 touchdown passes, a 125.8 passer rating. I mean, what are we talking about? And then now he's 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. Yeah, they haven't played the toughest competition. But one Mr. Rob Parker, who himself brought up Aaron Rodgers. After Aaron Rodgers looked good, very good, I wouldn't say great, but very good, against the hapless, the moribund, the feeble.
Wow.
Detroit Lions. You were wild to the point of just throwing Lamar Jackson aside as your MVP pick and saying I'm going with Aaron.
But wait, Chris.
So don't tell me about bad competition changing people's opinions, because bad competition changed yours.
And here's the other part. Before, take the Super Bowl out in the three play.
Take the
no,
Super
no,
Bowl
the
out.
Three playoff games. Tom Brady had.
Do you know what you just said?
55% completions in the in the playoffs, 7 touchdowns and 3 picks. Chris, that's not great. And
you
and
can't
the one part
take the Super Bowl wait, out.
No, but the one part you keep leaving out when you mention Leonard Fournette and AB and Gronk, that team was about defense. Come on, Chris.
Man,
stop with
the
offense.
Right
it was
the
about no, it was
right
the defense
now,
last year. It was about the defense.
Still
they held Patrick
points.
Mahomes to no points.
They scored 31
points
Rob.
In the Super Bowl.
They didn't beat him 11-9. They beat him 31-9.
No, but I'm talking
and
about
and Brady yeah, scored 21 of the points himself.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what they did to Patrick Mahomes.
No, it was great. It was great.
Who if you would have bet.
But you still got to score.
There's no way, Chris. You said Patrick Mahomes is Jordan-esque.
Yep.
That he could have 0 points in a Super Bowl. Nobody could bet that or
no,
believe
the defense was great.
That he would get zero. So don't
the
act
defense,
like it's
Rob,
all
was
Brady.
Great, but so was Brady. He had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, but
In what universe, we're talking about the Super Bowl. And
no,
you disqualified your whole column when you just said – throw out the Super Bowl.
No, I'm
you
just saying.
You play for the Super Bowl.
No, but I'm talking
about. I can't
about
throw out that. The Super Bowl. Let me throw out the NFC title game, if anything.
No,
I'm
let
not
me,
throwing
no,
out the Super Bowl.
Because the first 3 games, he had 55% completion rate.
It's irrelevant.
And 7 touchdowns and 3
what
picks.
What did he do in
all?
The Super Bowl? 72% completion rate.
Yeah, I mean.
And since you're so hung up on NFC title games, let me end with this. Aaron Rodgers, who you brought up. I mean, I don't know why you compare him to Tom Brady.
Well, I had to bring it up because I wanted to do a fair comparison about the numbers against good teams and not. Now,
Aaron Rodgers
had the same numbers and won the MVP, Chris,
Aaron Rodgers was better in the regular season than Tom Brady. Nobody, I don't know if anybody on earth would deny that. Even Brady himself. Nobody's denying that. But if you give me a big game and say who you taking between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, I think Aaron Rodgers' dad would take Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers got 9. Aaron Rodgers in 5 NFC title games, which for him is big because, you know, he's only been to 1 Super Bowl. He's got 9 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Here's
a guy that never throws interceptions in the regular season. He got 8 of them in 5 playoff games.
Here's the Tom Brady load and why he's been lucky his entire career. Tom Brady has thrown
quickly,
3 interceptions.
I know you want callers to call
3
in,
interceptions
so, yeah.
in playoff in you know single elimination playoff games. Okay. And guess what? He's 3-1 in those games. Everybody else who has ever done that thrown 3 picks, they're 20 and 140. But Brady's 3-1. That's lucky.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, Rob, let's go to the National Football League. And the Browns are hosting Chicago this weekend. And it is the return of Odell Beckham Jr., who has not played this entire season. It's only been 2 games, obviously. But
and he missed what did he play, 4 games last year, Chris?
I think he played five.
Because I was ready to cash in on his touchdown number, and then he got hurt. Remember
I know. You lost shekels on that, huh?
I lost shekels. He had to get, I think it was 5.5 or 6, and he had 4, Chris, when he got hurt.
He actually played 7 games.
Okay,
seven
how many touchdowns did he have? He had 3 receiving
had 3.
And 1 rushing.
He had 3, yes.
Right? Because
exactly
he had like a 50-yard run,
three
and that gave him 4 touchdowns.
3 receiving, 1 rushing. But here's what I want to throw. And look, he couldn't come back at a better time because Jarvis Landry is out. So now you slip OBJ in his position. And you still have a top-flight receiver. But I want to throw this at you, Rob. Odell Beckham Jr. was a no-doubt superstar and celebrity right? I mean, the records he owns, Rob, are just, I had forgotten he has so many records. Look, just quickly, fastest receiver to catch one, or fastest player to reach 100 career receptions, 14 games. Fastest to reach 150 receptions, 200 receptions, 250 receptions. Fastest to reach 3,000 yards, 350,000 or 3,500 receiving yards, 4,000 receiving yards. Fastest, most games with at least 125 receiving yards in his first three seasons. Most receiving yards in his first two seasons, 2,744. Most consecutive games with at least 90 yards receiving, 9 in 2014. And finally, Rob, most consecutive games with at least 130 yards receiving and a touchdown. The dude, he did a lot in his first few years, and that's why I want to throw this at you, Rob. Is he still a star? Is Odell Beckham Jr. still a star?
Odell Beckham Jr. is still a star to me until he's healthy, he goes out to play, and he can't do it anymore. I need to see that before I say he's done, he's finished. When guys are hurt, if we get out there and he can't get separation, he's not making these plays, he's not getting 10, 12 catches and 150 yards, he's not hauling in touchdowns. Once I see him play for an extended period of time healthy, I can then say he's no longer that guy, but he's been hurt. And he was off to a decent start last year. I'm still on that star platform. I still think people look to see what this guy can do. And he's just been, his career has been derailed. So I'm not there yet. I need to see, a lot of sample time, Chris, before I can take a look and honestly say yay or nay on him. So the last time I saw him, he was still playing at a high level. So I'm going to say he's still a star.
I don't think he's a star anymore. Now, I'm not saying he won't become a star once again, but right now I would not characterize him as a star. I would characterize him as a celebrity. He's still a celebrity. As you said, he's still a guy that's going to draw eyeballs to the set that people want to see played. That's a big story because he's coming back.
In sports, so that's called that. A star. In sports,
no,
that's
it's there. It's called a celebrity. A star gets it done on the field. Me, I'm not into all the celebrity. I'm not into your personality and, your how many followers you got on Twitter and Instagram and all that. I'm into production. And to me, a star produces.
See,
and last year he didn't produce.
But a
seven
star,
games he had 23 catches.
But a star
he was
to
averaging
me,
45 yards a game.
But a star to me is still somebody who attracts attention, who people want to watch. That to me is a star. You can
so
have
it has nothing to do with their ability.
No. It's a part. Like when you talk about celebrity, he's a celebrity. He's a star player. That's what you would call him. If they were writing a story about him, they would call him a star player. They would.
Well, that don't mean it's a fact. I mean, really, like I'm judging it by your production. And he hasn't
produced. But you can have production
lately
and not be a star. I mean, I don't think, I think there's.
Not,
Chris,
not at
there's
the a highest level.
There's a combination of, yes, I get the production part, but some people do it with more flair. Some people.
Tim Duncan didn't do it with any flair. Was he a star?
And you know what? And he never got, like, the star treatment.
I think you're not going to sit here and say he wasn't a star.
No, I didn't say that, but he never got the looks or that the people felt like, oh, I got Tim Duncan's playing. I got to watch Tim Duncan.
He wasn't a celebrity.
No, because he didn't have the star factor. He was produced,
right,
and he was productive, but he wasn't a star like that. I'm talking
Wait,
about.
Wait, what?
No,
he was
I'm
a
not
star.
Talking,
thank God you threw in like that. I don't know
like
what that means,
what
but
I'm
that's
talking,
a little.
No, what I'm talking about is, I'll give you Reggie Jackson. Whether he was striking out or hitting home runs was a star, Reggie Jackson. I want to watch Reggie Jackson. That's what I mean. You could be a star, Chris, and not produce.
But Reggie Jackson produced enough
I know
at a certain
that.
Point to the point that when he stopped producing because of age, he was still a star because we understood it was age. Odell Beckham Jr., is still young. Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't been in the Pro Bowl in in 4 years.
No, I get it, but I think people also understand that he's been hurt.
Right. I'm not saying he won't be, I think he's still got talent. I think. I haven't seen anything, obviously. But I think he's still got the talent to maybe reemerge as a star. But right now, I mean, there's so many receivers I would name way above OBJ when you talk about the top ones in the game. And I agree. We just got different definitions. I think he's a celebrity.
I think people
I don't think he's a
watch
star
him come back.
Football player anymore at this point. He could get back
play.
To it.
He's like one of those guys you want to see, and I believe people want to see what this guy's got, what he can do. He moves the needle. If he goes out this first game back and has 3 touchdowns and 150 yards, people will be like, Odell's back. Oh, my God, I got to watch him.
It'll be
just like that. Would you agree with that?
If he has one
good game, people will be like, wow, Odell's finally healthy.
Because he was a star. And I'm with you on that. I mean, was White Chocolate Jason Williams a star?
No.
In the NBA? Well, he was must-see TV. He moved the needle.
That was only because of his skin color. I'm sorry.
Whatever. He moved it, and he actually was a pretty good player.
No, he was. I'm just kidding.
But he wasn't a star. But my point is he meets some of that criteria you threw out. If you're talking about just a storyline, moving the needle, people want to see him and all that. But regardless, I would love to see him get back to his old form. And he's young enough. He's only 28. So we'll see what the connection.
Older than that. Wow.
Yeah, we'll see the connection between him and Baker Mayfield is. He will turn 29, Rob, on November 5th.
Okay.
But remember, last year, Baker actually played better without OBJ. So we'll see how he responds to OBJ coming back Sunday. That's going to be one of the storylines of this game.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We started the show, Rob, about your column on Tom Brady and how you were saying that this year, you know, obviously everybody's kind of going crazy over him. And some people even saying it could be his best year yet. Tony Dungy said, Rob, that Bruce Arians, they met before the season, and Bruce Arians told him that he thinks Tom Brady could have his best year yet. Obviously, if he keeps this up, it would be. But he's got 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions through his first 2 games. But you pointed out in your column that they haven't played the greatest competition.
Not
they
yet.
Played Atlanta. And who was their first? Dallas, which we know
right.
Dallas is. I think Dallas, I got them pegged as a playoff team. The defense is improved, but that was their first game together. A lot of new faces. So I get where you're coming from on that. I don't agree that Brady's not really playing that well. And because of the competition and all that, you can dismiss it. But I'll give you that they haven't faced the greatest competition just yet this year. But something came out, Rob, with betonline.ag. All right. So that's one of those companies that does data and analysis. All right. And we saw the same thing. We did it with Steph Curry, LeBron James, I think, where they look at Twitter and social media and all the posts about various players, and they're able to determine from the post, or they do determine from the post, who's the most hated? Who gets the most negative tweets and so on?
My Twitter hand, my Twitter or not? I'm just wondering.
You probably weren't included in the ones about Brady, I bet. But anyway, Rob, for the 3rd straight year, Tom Brady was named or was revealed as the most hated player in the NFL. He was the most disliked player in 36 states. Second was Antonio Brown, his teammate.
Wow.
In Tampa Bay. He was the most hated in 6 states. Aaron Rodgers was 3rd with 4. Baker Mayfield, 2.
Wisconsin wasn't in one of those 4, was it?
Doubtful.
Okay, all right.
Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston were 1 state apiece. So what are your thoughts on this, Rob?
Not surprised. I think for all that he's accomplished, and Tom Brady, is still out on a campaign trail trying to convince people that, you know, like, I'm the greatest. Look, I'm the greatest. Look at what I do. It can rub people the wrong way. And I also, because it's just about, it's all about him, even though he talks about the team, but it is about Tom Brady. And the other part is, I think there are people who can't get past the Patriots and the cheating and some of the stuff that's gone on. And, you know, the whole Brady thing with the football and Deflategate, it could have easily been handled, Chris, if Tom Brady stepped up to the mic and said, you know what, I asked the ball boys to take some air out the ball, and it's my fault. I didn't realize it was under league rules, and it was my mistake. And it was, I think people could have bought that. You know, like, you're not sure, you know what feels comfortable, and I don't think he would have been suspended, Chris, if that was really his take on it. But, you know, they saw Tom Brady destroying his phone and 100 texts to ball boys, and just the way he kind of played it, I think, rubbed people the wrong way. And he's always one of these, all gee whiz, aw shucks, like he doesn't know what's going on, and he's oblivious to everything, and it's only about football and the team, and it just doesn't come off
as
genuine.
An avocado.
Huh?
An avocado shake.
Right, you know. So that's what I think. That's why I think Brady, I don't think it's just they hate him because he wins. I really don't. I think there's just a persona about him and around him to make people not really embrace him as much as somebody who has won as much as he has. We know people hate Duke. We know people hate the Yankees, right? They're teams, Chris, that they hate because they win. But I don't think that it's just the winning that makes people hate Tom Brady. I think it figures in a little bit, but I think there's a lot of outside stuff that rubs people the wrong way.
Well, I certainly won't deny that what you said about the cheating scandals, the Spygate, which he may have had nothing to do with, but certainly Bill Belichick did it, and the Deflategate, that those are factors. I'll definitely give you that. But I also think that the winning is a huge part of it, the dominance. And if you look around the sports landscape today, anybody who's winning like that is hated by a certain segment. They're loved by a lot of people, and they're hated by a lot of people. When they did these, I don't know if it was betonline.ag, but when we talked about the one for the NBA players a few months ago, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, Steph Curry was the most hated. Now, what's there to hate about Steph Curry other than
the winning?
He doesn't
make big shots at the end of games when it matters most.
Okay. It doesn't matter to people that don't like him, because Tom Brady makes big plays, and you don't give him credit for that. So, I mean, people are going to find a reason to hate the winners, because when guys win consistently, guess what? They're keeping your team from winning consistently. The only guy, Rob, that I can think of, and maybe I'll throw this out there that I might be overlooking somebody, but Rob, not really, in my view, since Michael Jordan, has somebody who was probably hated in New York to some
everybody,
degree.
Everybody wasn't on board with Michael Jordan.
But I think not, more, nobody's going to ever be 100%. But I think Michael Jordan, more than any athlete I can think of, was the most beloved. Like, a higher percentage of people loved Michael Jordan than really, like I said, any other athlete I can think of. Magic had his those that loved him, but those that hated him. Bird, same thing. Nowadays, you got LeBron and Steph, Kevin Durant. In football, you know, obviously nobody's won like Brady, but, you know, whether you look back at some of those great Cowboys teams, I mean, it's always you got those that love you and hate you. And so I think winning is a big part of it, because you can't point to anybody else. The guys in the other sports that win these polls, if you want to use the word win, are also the biggest winners, LeBron and Steph.
Yeah, but LeBron's lost a lot too, Chris. I mean, let's not like. You
yeah,
say
but
the
he's still.
Winner.
I mean, he's but won. He's I mean, he's won the
but he's
ton
lost
too.
A lot too. I
but
think,
he and Steph are right now. He and Steph are probably the biggest winners in the NBA. He's won. He's the only player to win it with three different franchises.
But people have seen him lose a lot as well. I'm just saying he's lost six times. I get the LeBron. I think it's also a little bit about how he can't carries himself and how
right,
I think people don't like
going
he
to
wants,
different teams.
Like he's raiding different teams to get players for him. He always wants to stack the deck. I think a lot of that has to do with why LeBron's not liked.
So what is it about Steph?
I think Steph was talked up so big. It was one of those where you just repel a little bit. Like during the Steph, it was like it was that nausea. You know, like all they talked about was how great Steph is and this and that. And then I think it just you get tired of it a little bit, even though he had success and they won those championships. I think that the Steph media coverage was over the top a little bit. And I think that's what rubbed people. That's my point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they won a lot, but I think it was, oh, he's the greatest shooter. Oh, did you see that shot? Oh,
well,
did you
he is.
Oh, he's so great. Oh, oh, he's light skinned. Oh, he's short. Oh,
no,
he's
nobody
oh,
ever
his wife
said
got
he's light skinned.
Yeah, you know.
Nobody ever said he's light skinned.
Yeah, he does. Yes, they do. They talk about
that's
all the
why
time.
They like him?
No, that's why they dislike him. You know
he's
that,
he's obviously light-skinned.
People dislike you because you're light-skinned. You know how that goes.
You know, and I'm going to say this because I'm tired of hearing this. Because brothers throw that out, right?
What?
Oh, y'all light-skinned, blah, blah. All them brothers talking about light-skinned, all they want to date is light-skinned women.
What? Who said
all
that?
Right? So let's keep it real.
My
if
wife
you
was
go
brown-skinned.
There, not you necessarily, but I'm just talking for real. So brothers, don't go there with me. Because I'll embarrass you. All right, but anyway, Rob G, you had a question?
Yeah, I had a question. Specifically, I guess, for Chris. Because, Chris, you said the biggest reason why you think people are hating Tom Brady is because he wins a lot. My question.
I don't know if that's the biggest.
Well,
I just think
one of
that
the
that's a big
reason.
One.
Yeah.
I think the cheating.
And you know, you brought up Steph Curry and LeBron because they win a lot. Recently, nobody in the NFL wins more than Patrick Mahomes, and I can't think of anybody who hates
yep.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's got one Super Bowl. I'm talking about Super Bowl. I'm talking about the grand
yeah, but he's
daddy
been
off, of them
he's
all.
He's been
to the
right
Super Bowl
there
a few times, right?
Twice, like, and he's been
Rob
to the AFC Championship three times
no,
in his first 3 years.
Don't compare the winning of Pat Mahomes, who you know
no,
I love,
I understand
to Tom
that.
Brady. You can't.
I understand
it's
that.
It's not about winning regular season games. It's about winning the Super Bowl.
My question
is. Tom Brady's won how many since Mahomes been in the league? He's won two, three? Since Mahomes has been in the league.
He's won two because the one with the Rams, so he's won two.
The one that the Rams defense won? Yeah, that one, Rob G.
Yeah, but I guess because that's the question is, like, if it's just about wins and losses, for whatever reason, nobody hates Pat Mahomes, and he's been winning at a higher clip than anybody. So what makes him?
We disagree on that.
But
I mean, I'm not giving regular season. Rob just talked about regular season.
But what makes him different than Tom Brady in that regard? Is it because he's more personable?
Rob G.
I would say my answer. You asked me the question. Rob will answer after me. I would say one. He hasn't won like Tom Brady. I mean, he's won one Super Bowl. So I think he's. You know, if he becomes as dominant in terms of winning as Brady, maybe that will be the case with some people. Also, he's younger. So I think when you're younger, you know, people don't know you as well. They're not as familiar with you. They haven't, you know, I just think when players are old, I mean, we're talking about LeBron, Steph, they've been around a long time. Brady, obviously. So I think that's a part of it, too. So those would be my two answers. He hasn't won like Brady, and he's young. Still fairly
and Rob
new.
G, real quick about the anti-Brady stuff. Do you think I'm right about the cheating part and then the way Brady carries himself? Like he supposedly be all team, but it is about him. Like he's,
yeah. Well, I don't think that's fair. Why is he not? Not all team.
The other part
or
of it,
at
like
least
I mean,
some team.
You know, to piggyback what you said, Rob, about the cheating and stuff is. There's a lot of football fans, you know, from Pittsburgh and Baltimore
right.
and Los Angeles with the or San Diego, I guess, the Chargers, where they'll tell you and they're convinced that Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots had the refs in their back pockets. because he's always getting that big call that no one else is getting at that point in time of the game. And so there's this resentment that people have towards them because everything seems to always break in their favor.
There's always some big pass interference.
Whether it's above board or it's not, people don't like it.
Yep.